Masechet Shavuot Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Anytime we have a situation where we're trying to testify about somebody that they owe money to somebody else, that they have to pay someone else, we necessitate two witnesses testifying. And when it comes to the Shavuot HaEdut, we say that that testimony could only apply when there are at least two witnesses who would be able technically to testify for the person who's coming with the claim. Here the Mishnah is going to tell us the situation where two or more witnesses deny the testimony and they become obligated to bring a korban. Mishnah says, "Kafru shenehem ke'ahad." If two witnesses deny together knowing testimony about somebody that would have been needed, shenehin hayavin, they're both obligated to bring a korban. Bazeh aharzeh, if they made their denials one after the other, hadishon hayav, vasheni patur, the first witness is obligated to bring a korban, but the second one is not obligated. The first witness is obligated because when he denied knowing the information, it was still possible for the two witnesses who saw and knew the information to come forward and give testimony. But once the first witness became pasul, he gave his test, he claimed he didn't know anything already, then there's only one witness left, that second witness. So if he denies it, he's not technically really causing any loss to the person who's asking for his testimony because he's the only witness left. He's not going to really have an effect anyway. So therefore, we say he would not have to bring a korban. Kafar ehad vihoda ehad. If one of the witnesses denied knowing the testimony and the other one admitted that he knew the testimony, hakofer hayav, the one who denies knowing the testimony is obligated to bring a korban. It doesn't matter who spoke first. Even if the first witness was the one who was admitting that he knew something, and the second one said he didn't, he's now preventing testimony, regardless of the order. He's preventing testimony from being given and for helping out this person. So therefore, regardless of when he spoke, we say that the person who denies it is obligated to bring a korban. The other witness is willing to testify. He's the one who denied knowing the testimony, and therefore he caused a loss to the person who was asking for the testimony, and therefore he is obligated to bring that korban. If there were two sets of witnesses who were asked by somebody to testify on his behalf, so two separate sets of witnesses, the first group denied knowing the testimony, and then afterwards, the second set of witnesses denied knowing the testimony. Both sets are obligated to bring korbanot. Why? Because the testimony could have been established to either set of witnesses. In this case, even after the first set of witnesses who had the ability to make an effect over here, even after they denied their testimony, and we say they have to bring a korban because they could have helped, the second set also could help still at this point because they're two and they didn't say anything yet. So therefore, when they deny it and they refuse to help, we say that they also are denying testimony and they're causing the person to lose money, and therefore they are also penalized. They have to bring a korban as well.